You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E. Z. Zuli.
Yes, sir. We're about to do that easy magic. I hope you guys are ready. Shout out to everybody out there on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Pinterest and Tumblr and YouTube and whatever other new social networks that keep coming out. Feed. Tell us a feed. Feed. Feed's been definitely taking care of it. I got a lot of people hitting me up on Feed. So we got another wonderful show today, guys. We're doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. And I got my awesome, cool, wonderful, talented, special, I can't think of any other cool words, friend, Mr. Brookshire, on the show with me today. Brookshire, you there?
What's going down, man? Thanks for having me in. It's always a pleasure to do it the easy way. It's always a comfortable thing. It seems like life flows a little bit smoother that way.
Yes, sir. That's how we, that's what the easy way does. It's so smooth and it grooves and it's always coming up with things that are new and leaves
right.
People with deja vu, you know. But hey, guys, so today's show is going to be really awesome. We have a really special guest of mine, and good friend of mine, actually. His name's Ernie Singleton, former president of MCA Records. He's got over 150 platinum and gold credits and albums and this and that. He's cultivated the careers of Madonna and tons of big name people, and we're blessed to have him on. And this week's show, the segment is called Music Magic. Ooh,
yeah.
You like that name? Yeah. You like that name, Brookshire?
That name, actually, when I seen it, you know, it did something to me. I was like, all right. I mean, you got away with words, brother. You feel me? I definitely can dig it. Yes, I love it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, definitely. And you guys, Brookshire, too, and any artists that are out there, anybody that wants to get seen, heard, and make money. This is pretty cool,
okay.
Actually. Brookshire is registered and licensed. If you guys see on the show, you'll see that he's licensed with BMI, ASCAP, and all the companies that actually get you paid. So if you're an artist out there and you're listening to the show and you're seeing the posts on social media, because it's a definite social media-driven station, as you guys know, Brookshire is the man to definitely talk to. We're going to be setting up some things for you guys to be able to get on the station and get heard, get seen, and get paid. I like that.
Yes.
Cool little phrase right there. Get heard, get seen, get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brookshire, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, before our wonderful guest comes on. Tell us a little bit about yourself and you know, what the Brookshire experience is all about.
Yes. So for all my folks out there that got a little bit of that, feel like you got a Grammy in your throats, I mean, not literally, but, you know, you got those vocal cords or you're a rapper, whatever you are, I mean, you definitely got to check me out on LA Talk Live and also love923.com. That's love, L-O-V-923.com and LA Talk Live on the Real Talk with Brookshire show. On the show, it's pretty much a platform to be able to do live performances. It's live. You can see you. It's visual. Right now, we're hitting over 150 countries, almost 50 million viewers tuning in monthly. But it's definitely a great platform for BMI, CSAG, and also ASCAP affiliated, meaning if your music is registered, if it's registered with those companies, yes, then your music can get played and you can get paid. Same thing as regular radio, which is just internet. So therefore, you have now a global reach. So this goes out to the world because, of course, we're hitting the world, right, Easy?
We're hitting the world the easy way. Come on, Berkshire.
The easy way. So definitely make sure you're connecting with Easy here, definitely hitting us up because, man, I'm looking for the best. I mean, I'm looking for the best. And again, if you're already out there for all the A&R, all the record labels that already have artists out there, holla at me also because, again, y'all are already doing this. This is just another way. We call it an added advantage. So you got to check me out, man. I'm definitely looking for the next things and always looking for great music to put around. So
yes, sir. That's how we do it. So you guys, today I'm going crazy. I've been going crazy all day. I got one of the biggest closed meetings of my life, and on top of that, we have an event, two clients we need to take to, and on top of that, I have a conference call. In between all those three things, we're trying to make it all happen. So it's been, in spirit of me going crazy, we're going to go ahead and pop on Go Crazy by the Choa Boys. Props to Mr. Ryan Ochoa for doing his thing on Disney and everything they're doing. They're making that magic happen. And thank you for always supporting the Easy Way and the movement. So we'll be right back, guys. I hope you enjoy the song.
You hear that? Izzy did you on the right. You see that? It's the light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Run up the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is shuffle the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist, pump the fist. We're in the mix. She's in a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the team. Why?
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to the neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First a look, then a hand. Come to find out he was sleeping for the band. Heart is bumping, music playing. Cheers to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dancing style. We start to go in the now. Get the DJ on the mic, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
DJ on the right, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
Late night walk, we're still out and we're ready to rock. All the kids, join this wave. So many lights, you would think it's a rave. We're so loud, we'll blow out your cranium. We're so wild, feel like stadium. Everyone, to the next stop, get the Jeep. We'll do this all week. Who needs sleep when you got the DJ on the right? Light on the mic, boys you like. Up all night, we're going crazy, 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 we're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, look, there goes the moon. Time's fast, going crazy this tune. Adrenaline rushing to your veins so fast. Push you to half, nothing but a blast. This is a night full of no regrets. So much action to be hard to forget. So let us leave, we're all you need. Let's create the song up with some extra speed. Got the DJ on the right, light on the mic. Do as you like, up all night.
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Going crazy on Easy Way Broadcast. I hope you enjoyed that. What do you think of that one, Brookshire? Are you going to bring him on your show?
Oh, my goodness. I definitely want to be able to figure out who is the artist of this song. And, I mean, do they got an album cover out? I mean, where's the pictures at? I mean, I want to see something. I mean, what's next? I just want to see what's next.
Oh, always. Well, it's called Ochoa Boys, and you guys can check them out, Ochoa Boys. They're doing concerts and tours and things all over the place. And possibly
wow.
Shane Sparks, who does a show every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And does his thing on Easy Way Broadcasting. If you're a dancer out there, definitely listen to Planet Dance every Saturday at 2 p.m. So tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Do not miss it. And we apologize as well, guys, from the last show. We had some technical difficulties with Blog Talk, and everything will be back up and running and operational and be all good. But, yeah, Brookshire, you were talking to us a little bit and telling us some of that Brookshire magic. But that's pretty cool that you can actually get artists. So talk a little bit about, real quick, how exactly does an artist get paid if they play music on your station? How does that license with ASCAP and BMI and all that stuff work?
Well, basically, because it's internet, you have to let your people know to come and track your music. Of course, because it is internet, you got to let them know your music is being played here. So if you know that we have your songs registered or we've already spoken with you and we have your songs coming through, just have the people that are on your team, whoever you signed a contract with, your manager, whoever your team is, have them notified that your music is being played on this particular station, so therefore they can track it. And if it's tracked, then of course with the contract that you have with BMI, CSAC, whatever you've contracted for the particular artist, then of course you will be, of course, paid, you know, accordingly to your agreement. However, again, being that it is internet based, you want to let them know that your music is being played at that station if you know that it is. So that's just kind of where it is. And I always tell all these artists, again, remember, this is show business. Let's get back to that. I mean, show business meaning it's more business than show. It's probably about 98% business. So just make sure that y'all are on top of your business. For any of you new artists, the older artists usually know to notify if they've been on the show or if their music has been played, so therefore they can get paid for their spins, et cetera.
I love it. I love it. So, you know, this show is about trials and tribulations and challenges, Brookshire, and I know you've done a lot of things. You know a lot of people. And be real. Be real with us, man. I'm going to ask you about, can you think back, if you were to go into a crystal ball and think about some of your challenges, some of those tough times that you had to go through, like the deep things, like times that you didn't have any money or you didn't have any place to stay or you're supposed to get something and it didn't work out. And, you know, the challenges you faced, you know, talk to us a little bit about what you've gone through.
I think anytime that you dream big and anytime that you walk in your purpose, you're going to always be faced with challenges. They call it Murphy's Law sometimes, where, you know, this or that in some cases. You got a lot of different names for it, but you're going to always go through a prerequisite for whenever you want to make it to another level. Anybody understands that, you know, leveling it with grades in high schools, you know, whenever you wanted to take algebra, you had to take another prerequisite to get there. And that's much kind of where life is. And for myself, I think I'm a big fan. I see myself as a trillionaire. I see myself as a boss, an entrepreneur, but also a bridge and a platform for millions and, you know, and millions of other people that want something out of life. And so when you take on that responsibility, there's going to always be another level of adversity. However, I just in life in general.
Let me just
dodge
my question, man. What is all this blah, 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 blah? I asked you what your trials and tribulations that you've gone through. You've never had a girl that messed
you
over.
That's a motivational speaker thing coming out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that natural thing. Because, you know, when I go through trials,
your new nickname is Dodgeball. I'm going to start calling you Dodgeball. Dodge questions.
Easy, my brother. You know, I guess my mind is programmed where when it goes through, I don't look at necessarily trials and tribulations necessarily as those. I always look at them as more testing stones or more building blocks to the next level. However, in life, man, I mean, paying bills, when I first got here, I used to always look at other people that were living their dreams. And I used to always ask them, man, can you really live off of your dream, off of your acting, your modeling, your dancing? Like, is it possible for you to live off of your dream? Because at that time, I mean, I was on unemployment. This was like 5-6 years ago. I was on unemployment. Rent was $600, and I was only making $400. So I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to hustle over the next 30 days to be able to create rent again, to create another $200? You know, what can I do? So I've been there. I've been in the trials and tribulations where when I first moved out here to Hollywood, where I had 17 addresses, 17 in the first 3 years, and half of those addresses when I moved, I didn't even have a job. So what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you for sharing that and being real. And, you know, I would love hearing people's story. We're going to talk later on about the success you're now receiving off of those trials and tribulations. But you guys, we have our special guest. He's on the line. His name is Mr. Ernie Singleton. And before we bring him on, I'm going to have my Ed McMahon, I call him. His name is Price Crown. Tell you a little bit about Mr. Ernie Singleton. Price, go ahead.
On Easy Talk, we are name-dropping What Do Friends, Mary J. Blige, Gladys Knight, Madonna, New Edition, Sondheim, Combs, and many more music legends have in common. They all felt the mightiest touch of gold and platinum from today's guest on East Bay Broadcast, the legend himself, Ernie Singleton.
Mr. Ernie Singleton, thank you for joining us here and doing it the easy way on Easy Talk. How are you feeling, sir?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm feeling great, man. How are you?
I'm feeling wonderful, man. We also got my co-host here, Mr. Brookshire, helping me out here because I'm going insane. Today's been an insane, go-crazy type of day. But I'm feeling good, man. I'm blessed to have you on the show. I mean, man, you know who you are.
Anytime, man. Anytime. You're family guy. Anytime.
I appreciate it. So you got, if you are an artist or you're in the music industry at all, or into marketing or even film, I mean, this guy's got his hands in pretty much everything, but music especially. You're talking to a guru, legend. I wish I could think about some sort of word that could be made up specifically for him. This guy is, I mean, you're talking about 150 platinum and gold record credits. 150. 150, guys. Wow. 150 platinum gold record credits. This guy was the Mr. Ernie Singleton was the former president of MCA Records. This guy, I mean, he took a record company from $50,000 all the way to $16 million. This guy is skilled beyond recognition. Thank you so much, Ernie, and I hope I didn't make you blush too much.
Thank you, Easy. You know, it's weird, man. It's really weird when I hear stuff like what you're saying because it's true and it's real. You know, I'm always a little miffed when I turn the radio on and I hear a record. And I say, oh, that's my record. And then I hear another record. That's my record, too, and I hear another. And it's like, wow. You know, and it could be Washington, D.C., it could be San Francisco, it could be New Orleans, it could be here in L.A.
Wow.
It's just interesting, but I've been blessed, man. I've been blessed to have some great talent in my midst. I've been, you know, been fortunate to be focused and stay focused. You know, I heard a brother just now talking. I didn't hear the whole conversation, but I heard the brother talking about his $400, and he needed six in order to make it through. But I want to tell that brother, don't let your finances or your circumstances deter you from your goal or your vision. It's really not about the money. The money comes. It doesn't always come when you want it, but the money comes. But it's important if your passion is there. It's a challenge. Sometimes it's a big challenge because it's real when you need certain things. But you could have been that brother could have been doing computer technology work. He could still not have enough money. So sometimes we have to know how to engineering. It's called calibration. How do you readjust? How do you really make adjustments and make it? Because sometimes we're you know, it's like running a race. If you come out the gate too hard, you're going to lose the race because you're going to run out of energy before you get to the finish line. So how do you pace yourself? That's, you know, it takes a runner to know how to do that, I guess, because I don't do good at that either. but I said that, Eric, because I you know, today – ladies and gentlemen, you know, Eric, I know you got a subject of your own, but today we are dealing in an environment where technology is dictating the marketplace, and the old normal is no longer normal.
Wow.
Well, the new normal, and technology has dictated that. That's why we can do blog talk radio now. That's why you can go to the bank and get money out, and you don't even have to go inside. You can even put money in. That didn't used to be. So
right,
a lot
exactly.
of things are different, not just music and the music business, but passion, persistence, consistency, and whether you're doing golf, guys, or whether you're doing baseball or football, follow through.
Right.
You got to have the follow through, and don't look for the paycheck just because you made the home run. Don't come like that. So you gotta apply yourself, and I don't mean to give you a lot of metaphors, but I'm really blessed, highly favored, and honored that God has given me the privilege of having Teddy Rollins in my life, and there's so many great producers. I don't even want to call names. Somebody say name calling. You know, it's nice when you can call names and they're real.
Right.
You know, I mean, Puff Daddy was an intern when I ran MCA. He was at Uptown. He was Andre Harrell's intern. But I had to put out the fires when Puffy would act like a normal intern, come to the office with his shirt off. Andre want to fire him. I would tell Andre, you can't fire him. That goes along with what people talk about. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. To fire Puffy because he comes to the office like an average 20-something-year-old, you know, got a decent little body, but you don't have to. You could be out of shape and fat, or you can be slim as a beanpole in no definition, and you could, it's not out of the norm to go to the office with your shirt off if you haven't been cultured that a midtown Manhattan business office, you kind of come in with your clothes on, shirt, and you don't have to have a tie on, but you do need a shirt on. So some 21 and 22-year-olds don't get that because sometimes we don't communicate things that people need to hear so they can understand that but it has nothing to do. It had nothing to do with Puffy's talent. Need I say more? So if you would have gotten rid of him, Andre Harrell, then, wow, you know. But Puffy appreciated Andre. That's why you still see Andre and Puffy's mix when Puffy makes moves. Every now and then, Andre Harrell will pop up and show up. But Puffy was the real goose that laid the golden eggs.
And Artie, let me ask you, we have like 14 different callers in queue, and I know you have your artist, last four digits of his number.
Thank you.
Ernie, last four digits of your artist's number, because I want to make sure we get him on.
Hold on 1 second. I'll tell you briefly. It is 2256.
Okay, perfect. So we will bring him on. But let me ask you this, man. Remember, guys, you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk. You're listening to a legend and a very, very good friend of mine, and also a former manager. Not a lot of people know this, but Ernie was my former manager. Now, I think I can safe to say best friend, amazing. I would consider you family, Ernie. And, you know, and the fact that you guys are listening to someone, and understand this, too. Ernie's like $500 an hour for his time. You know, I mean, he's really doing me a favor for his time to be on the show right now. And his advice is invaluable. Like, his resume, if you research him, is beyond ridiculous. And I wanted to ask you this, Ernie. Time. That's my topic. Time. Time management. You know, how do you structure and stay sane with your time when you have projects and you have clients and you have things going on? How do you time manage yourself?
Well, I'm probably not the best at it, Eric. We are constantly recognizing that we're big on trying to tell people to manage their expectations, but we're constantly having to manage our expectations because we make commitments with our clients. When we make a commitment, if we don't always know it's going to take 5 weeks to do what we might have thought it would take 10 days to do. But if it takes 5 weeks, we're committed to doing what we have to do. For our clients count on us and depend on us. So we don't always manage our time wisely or well, but you do have to be poised to sometimes burn the candle at both ends and take care of yourself. Because you know, you're not gonna always have the time. You gotta make sacrifices. Sacrifices are made and oftentimes for those people who do this business. Your family sometimes get the second. They don't get the first. Because when we score, our families score. Don't score, our families don't score. Economically, financially, accomplishment wise, you name it. When you accomplish something, it is the feeling is hard to describe. I remember the first time at MCA we were given an award for being the number one record company. It was less than 2 years we had been running MCA. This company was in 13th place in the industry. We took it from 13 to 1. And I was at a conference. It was a Black Radio Exclusive Convention. And they gave us Record Label of the Year to be the number one record company. And we had quite a number of acts that were burning up the charts. And I remembered not knowing, like, I felt kind of... I was speechless to walk up to the stage to receive the award, and I said that this award is for our entire staff, and I started off and said, you know what, I said, but ladies and gentlemen, we didn't do what we do to get an award. The award was like bonus. We didn't do what we did to get that award. That wasn't why we were doing it. We did what we did because we're passionate about creative people, the sacrifice that artists make to make music, the sacrifice they make to write songs, the musicians involved in it, the producers involved in it. So any record we ever had was always about a lot of people other than the name you saw on the label. And I always knew that. And that was always a big issue for me. So my staff, my staff wasn't allowed to make bold mistakes 2 and 3 times. My rule was always, unlike baseball, my rule was one strike, you're out.
Wow, yes.
Now, the exception to that is people who are stellar performers. Those people we gravitate to because our better performers make us work harder. In other words, Eric, you're better than I am at social media, Eric, so I can't keep up with you. So I have to follow you. I have to take a back seat to you when it's social media time because you rule this arena.
Right. Thank you. I mean, I'm trying to like make a person. I need to get regular color back in my face here. I'm blushing too much. But
on the time management, we all have to give our best and really give your best. Don't say you gave your best. Give your best.
Give your best.
And take time out. You got to take time out, and if you don't, your body will force you to take time out. But
I've been experiencing that. Now, so what do you think? Well, I'm not going to go into the whole health thing, but let me ask you this, Ernie. Like you've had trials and tribulations and challenges, and I know, I mean, probably nobody knows the type of challenges you've faced, because I know you don't really want to talk about this stuff. But I think that it would be a major inspiration to people that are in music to hear somebody of your caliber and your stature and your experience and your resume to talk about a couple of those challenges that you've faced in your growth or working with clients. Or can you share a couple experiences, a couple stories with us?
Oh my God, there's so many, Eric. A couple, huh? Wow. challenges. You know, I guess my biggest challenge was always being ready Monday morning with a clear, and being ready Monday morning meant sometimes I had to miss Sunday football. I had to miss my weekend stuff that I really wanted to do. I had to minimize what I could do on the weekend. I had to spend extra time reading and getting caught up on Billboard. It didn't get hit the newsstands until late Friday or Saturday. So I had to spend some of my weekend reading to see what was going on, because when I'm in the meeting at 8 o'clock Monday morning, I don't want everybody in the room to know what the hell is going on, and I don't know.
Right.
I don't want to hear it in the room for the first time. So it's important that I know some things that were trending, and we weren't doing internet trending then, by the way. That was a tough one for me, because my weekends were not – my week didn't shut down. I just kind of resigned from the office for the weekend. But I did family stuff. It was quality when I could make it quality. It wasn't always quality. But that was a challenge for me. The bigger challenge was sometimes having to manage a budget. At MCA, I manage a $500 million budget, but I shared that role with my top counterpart. And when one of my records would go to the platinum level, that record became a pop record. So the budget line shifted from the urban music budget to the pop budget. And I would say, "Wow, that's Bobby Brown. He's not pop.
that's my act.
You know, that's Climax. That's my act. Now, you know, this is." But with Bone Thugs and Harmony, I didn't have that problem. But I share that with you because a lot of people say, "Oh, racism." Not necessarily. The popularity of the record engages the brain trust and the muscle of all the executives within the company, not just the jazz or the black music or the country music division. Taylor Swift, right now, she engages the brain trust of everybody at her record company because she's a huge pop artist. So that's what pop has always meant to me. So being black, we tend to sometimes think it's racism when it's not, and that's a hard, that's a very difficult delineation to make and make sense out of. Is it or isn't it? When
hey,
oftentimes
Ernie,
it is.
Ernie, do you remember how we met?
I don't remember how we met, Eric. Bring me
we
back.
We met at I think it was a music awards. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Oh, that's
music
right. The E Music Awards, where they gave me the award. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Do you remember how I networked with you and what was unique about my approach to you?
Well, you know, I don't know your approach. I was just in love with what you represented when I realized that you were doing social media on the spot and you were uplinking stuff immediately in real time. That was a new experience for me.
Wow.
That was
okay.
The beginning. That was one of the most profound experiences I had with you. And then to find out later that you're such an everyday guy and that you're touching so many people and that your reach was so broad yet so massive because of your social networking style was I don't know what you remember, but that's what I remember.
I remember interviewing you and asking you a question. But, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time. I want to make sure we get your artist. And you guys, we'll do another show. We're going to have you back, Ernie. We're going to talk about that story. We're going to talk about a lot of good stuff. But before we have your artist on, I'm going to go ahead and play his play a little snippet of his song, Live in Bed.
And the name of your artist
is – I'm sorry?
Can I just say something before you play it?
Please.
I think this song was produced by Pooh Bear and the Audibles. But this is the kid's name is Frank Anthony. He is such an amazing, amazing talent. His story is a whole other dynamic that I don't think you got enough time for. But at some point in time, Eric, I'm going to connect you and Frank one-on-one so you guys can get better acquainted. I am absolutely blown away by this artist for so many reasons. And on that note, I'll let you go to living in my bed, and I'll back off, Eric. It's your show.
I'm loving it, man. And also, my co-host Brookshire, actually, he has a radio show himself. And actually, if it's registered with ASCAPs and BMI, they're licensed, and the artist gets paid. And that's another thing that we're kind of throwing out there, letting the artist know.
Right.
And we'll talk a little bit about that if we have time, guys. But this is Live in Bed by Frank Anthony. So I hope you enjoy it, and post your comments if you like it.
I want you to live in my bed.
Frank Anthony, please.
Easy Call is pleased to bring you Frank Anthony, our special guest. Hailing from Canada, Frank is here today to talk about his career as a singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, and dancer. It's a virtual multi-track. We will hear about how Frank has collaborated with the top name, The Wolf Music. Welcome, Frankie.
Hey, how you doing, man?
How you doing, Mr. Frank Anthony? We appreciate you coming on the show, doing it the easy way, giving an easy talk with myself and Brookshire and Mr. Ernie Singer. This is hot.
Man.
I want to like go back to the music. I was going to do a snippet, but like, can we like talk over the music or something?
If you can hear me, I could do that. I'm good.
I'm just kidding. Hey, this is hot. So thank you so much for being on the show. You sound like you got a great voice and great style. And Ernie, this is your artist, man. Go ahead and promote him a little bit, and let's get to know him.
Well, I'll let Frank talk about where he is and how he came up with his music and his connections for Living in My Bed and his album Undeniable. Frank, this is your platform.
And before we let you go, Frank, before we let you talk about him, I'm going to bring one more person. Because this is what we do on Easy Talk, man. It's just a total surprise. I'm going to bring on a good friend of mine. His name's Lacey Daryl Phillips. And he's also going to be on as well. Lacey, say hi real quick.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Lacey.
And I'll tell you guys in a second who he is and what he does. But, Mr. Frank, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us your story, your challenges, your successes, and how you're going to soon be doing it the easy way.
All right. Basically, man, I'm just a dude from Toronto, and, you know, I love music, been doing it for a long time, and just I was fortunate enough to hook up with some people out in Vegas that basically, you know, like what I was doing, and basically, I flew out to Vegas, and like fortunately enough, the first person that I worked with happened to be Albie Scherer. So it was like, I've been working with like a legend. The first time you're in Vegas with all these people, you know, and it's just kind of like a domino effect from there. Coming from Toronto, and basically making the connection to each person, and working with like incredible producers that people dream of working. Like, it was such a humbling experience. I still sometimes have to pinch myself when I see my name beside the producer's name. It's kind of a little bit crazy, you know what I mean? I've been fortunate enough to work with names such as Scott Storch, Scott Storch, The Underdogs, Stephen Russell from Troop, I mean, Pooh Bear, who has like over 250 million albums sold. He's a writer. I don't even know. I got the features from Kendrick Lamar and Tyga, you know.
Oh, wow. Hard.
So it's like, it all happened so fast, and it was such an amazing experience. But, I mean, obviously with that, there's the ups and the downs, right? So anyone knows that coming into this industry, it's going to be hard. It's not like you jump in and you're already a superstar. You know, the overnight successes are one in a million. So I have stories that basically can come to no end, but I mean, my biggest challenge as an artist is just being Canadian itself. Because I think we get overlooked a lot, and I'm not sure if it's because of our demographic, because I don't know what it is. We're a country of, you know, 36 million people or something like that. That's like the population of California. So I mean,
we don't have
a whole lot of people, but we do have a lot of talent. But the thing is, we don't have a huge platform to break off from.
Oh.
I mean, kind of like I've had chart success. Like my first single was charted in the United States on the radio, which is like a big success for myself. But coming back to Canada, no one really cares. And that's another problem as well. Like,
how do you?
There's like there's a serious lack of love, and you know, it's disheartening. But I'm sure you can ask anyone. You can ask Drake. I mean, he had a pretty big song with Trey Songz a few years ago that was, you know, it was probably a decent success in the States, but still no one cared about him in Canada until someone decided to take a leap of faith on him in the States, and then now he's one of the biggest artists on the planet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I mean, basically that has been my tribulation has been trying to like find the love from home. You know what I mean? So what I've done is I've started a label, and everything that I'm doing that's working for myself, I'm gonna bring it back to this label so we can, you know, get a platform for Canadian artists to break out from here, because it's hard.
I got now, guys. This segment is called Music Magic, and we're bringing in on a bunch of different magicians. I'm also going to bring on a good friend of mine named Maurice Egger. They call him Mo Egger. He's a producer and artist extraordinaire, and former NBA star of about 6 years. Mr. Momo, you there?
Yo, what a dope.
How you
What's
doing,
up,
sir?
Mo?
So.
What up?
So, guys, we have. I'm trying to let everybody talk here. We have. Some real established music people on the show right here, guys. If you're listening, what I want you to do is and this is what this show is all about. This show is about interactions. We do it the easy way. We have a group called Hollywood the Easy Way. We help people interact with their fans. We have help Hollywood interact with their fans. We want to get you guys interactive. We want to help you guys. So anybody that's on this show, if you do want to connect, hashtag, which is the number sign, letter E, letter Z, way. And that's what, you know, we're going to be watching that. Easy Way Broadcast is the Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting is the Facebook. Just follow it. We got Mr. Momo on the line, former NBA star, Michigan State, Dallas Mavericks, and he has a show every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sports and Music with Mo Egger. And we're really blessed to have him come on. And Mo, what do you think, man? I mean, you know, we got an artist here, and I don't know if you heard before. You, I don't know if I introduced you to my man, Mr. Ernie Singleton. I don't know if you've been listening, but I mean, we got Mo, we got Ernie Singleton, we got Frank, we got Lacey. This is cool, man. I really think this is the music magic. I mean, like, I can't wait to see what other tricks are up this show's sleeve. What's gonna happen next? Who's gonna jump in?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was listening earlier, man, and I have to say I'm really inspired, you know, just because, you know, as a person that come from one background to another, you know, it's easy to get a discouragement and when you're trying to do something special, you know, and trying to do something special, and you get caught up in, at times you do get caught up in the money and the actual exposure, but you know, one thing he said that really stood out to me, he said, just because you hit a home run, don't expect the paycheck. And
a lot of times it's so easy
to think that you're doing it so big. You're like, man, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm on this, I'm on that. Where's the actual income? So, honestly, that was something I was going through, man. Just to hear a legend actually talk about it, man, it kind of, you know, it just boosted me. You know, I was kind of laying down to the show, and I heard that. I'm like, all right, let me get back on my Grizzly. Let me keep this going. So it just felt good to hear somebody else say that actually, you know, had some success.
Yeah, the worst thing you can do.
Ernie, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Ernie, so and you, when you were speaking a little bit about, you know, that the challenges and you were giving some advice, my question is, that's been coming to my mind, when a person, especially for all these creative people, when your imagination, because, you know, we all creative, when your imagination is bigger than your bank account, but yet you still want to accomplish something because that imagination is so big, what do you suggest a person do in that space when they're met with that type of challenge?
Well, you know, first of all, you don't walk away. It's like in the boxing game. You get knocked down, you get back up.
Right.
You know, it doesn't always pan out the way we want it to when we want it to. Collaboration is helpful. A lot of people don't collaborate. That's one of the things that I know that Frank and his team are doing a lot of in Toronto, is they're collaborating with a lot of people. A lot of people. That's a whole nother call. But you got to work. We don't always have the answers. I don't know if that was Mo asking the question or who I'm talking to, but
that was actually Brookshire, the co-host. I'm going to jump in whenever you guys don't know who anybody is. And Lacey, we're going to have to hear you say something. You're a little fly on the wall.
Yeah,
over
you
there.
Know, I just give everybody their space and
freedom. Brookshire, what's pressing, man, is when it doesn't like explode when you think it should. Is
right.
To be able to be patient and to not walk away. Don't give up. Don't quit. That's the part about being passionate. It's also about having faith and being committed. Commitment is a big word if you really
right.
are committed.
And to go off of that, what you just said, Ernie, I'm gonna throw a couple things out there, and because I want people to understand and relate. I've had health problems from sitting too long. Because I've worked on the computer from anywhere from 12 hours to 17 hours a day. I've had back problems. I've had eye problems. I've had headaches. I've had so many different things. And I think a big, big, big thing is balance. And if you don't have it, you have to force yourself to do it. But honestly, it does take that type of ambition and drive. Maybe I go a little bit overboard. But it takes that amount of time and effort to put into it. And Ernie focused, he said something earlier about follow through. One of my
right.
biggest slogans and something that I follow is focus, follow through, follow up. It's all about that follow through and follow up. When you get a card, when you talk to somebody, when you get involved in any particular situation, God gave you that opportunity to be involved in that situation. It's up to you to make that situation happen. God will show you
right.
the doors, but you got to turn that key, open that knob, and then go sit down somewhere. If that makes sense. The follow up is the most important key.
I'll give you a musical example since Frank is on the call. Frank's first record, I think Song Called I Don't Deserve You, is a record that we circulated and got lots of love in the U.S. on. And so, you know, there was some kind of dilemmas we ran into. Come back to the marketplace, new record, start all over again. But, you know, we followed somebody was saying something we wanted to hear and it sounded good to us. You know, we all know of the drug LSD that nobody talks about today, but we refer to it here as when people talk real sexy and it don't mean anything, like, you know, the talk is good, but the end result is not good. I call that lip sex deluxe. So we had some lip sex deluxe given to us, and we bought it because it sounded good. Well, we went after this. We began to do some things in Canada, and it didn't work. And we had to regroup. So that's an example of money spent, time involved, but the passion, the determination, the commitment
right.
is still there. Do you let a speed bump or roadblock stop you, or do you figure out how to go over it or go around it? Again, guys, it's an analogy, but I say that to say the same thing. Every so often, guys, we won't see what we're looking for, or we'll feel like we've been had.
Right.
But don't lose your focus on your destination. Where were you going before you got took?
Right. Frank, let me ask you a quick question. Frank, are you there? This is Brookshire.
Yeah, I'm here.
So my question is to you, what does success look like for you? Because I know you had a vision of success before you came to the position that you're in now, and now I'm sure your success has evolved and what it looks like. What does it look like for you as of today? Success.
For me, definitely yes. success is just being able to do what I love to do and make a living at it. You know what I mean? I want to. I would love to have the chance to be able to expand my brand and do everything that I want to do in the industry, whether like not even just music. You know, I would love to involve into acting, and if it's possible, you know, if the brand carries itself, you know, fragrances, whatever. I have that vision, but you know, for me, success would be being happy and healthy, doing what I love to do, which is music, and being able to live off of it.
Awesome.
And what do you do, and Frank, what do you do with your success? What I mean by that is when you have your success, is there any charities you're working with, or what positive, let me rephrase the question, what positive things are you doing with your success?
Well, definitely, I've always been involved with community and whatnot, even before any of this happened. I mean, I've been a big brother for like 5 years, 6 years, 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Long time.
Mm.
Also going to be working closely with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as well. I'm actually writing a song for them.
Oh, wow, okay. Man. Well, we're going to have to talk off air and get a call with Mr. Ernie or something, because you mentioned lymphoma. My dad actually had aggressive lymphoma, and he survived
wow,
it,
really?
And he's now a survivor.
Congratulations,
well,
Pops.
Yeah, man,
yeah.
That's amazing. That's
good.
Amazing.
Shows you
what faith does. Who's that? Who said my name?
Yeah, this is Uncle Earl. How you doing?
There he is. He's the fly decided to fly.
The fly. You know, I'm a very perceptive person, and I don't like to just run my mouth to talk, and I like to listen and I like to learn. And I just want to say first of all, thank you so much for this opportunity, and it's been great knowing you because we basically started around the same time. You know, we started together, and we've been friends, and you've been super 100% on with me from day one, and I appreciate that because that's rare and hard to find. Second of all, I just wanted to tap on what Mo and Frank were talking about with success thing. Success is so subjective, and we get caught in a trap sometimes. We have to be careful about that because success is waking up in the morning. Success is health. Success is being happy.
Definitely
success is being a good person. It's not about the money. It's not about the bling. It's not about the cars. It's not about the girls or whatever. It's about being the best person you can be at every given moment. You know, and just living your dream and not hurting. As long as you don't hurt anyone, get anyone's way, and you're doing your thing, that's success to me.
I agree. And speaking of success, I'm gonna go ahead and brag for you a little bit, Mr. Lacey. Lacey Darrell Phillips, the gentleman that was just speaking, is starting a record label himself. He's had a radio station for years and years and years. He's done many, many events, produced things for a long time, and we're proud to have him on as well. And this is just awesome. I'm having a lot of fun. I hope you guys are too. And we have, you know, I always try to give the unestablished, trying to be more established people the opportunity to talk and ask a couple questions. We have a dedicated fan that's been a fan of the show for years and years and years. Her name is Victoria. I'm going to bring her on real quick. We don't have a whole lot of time, Victoria, but how are you feeling? Tell your story real quick. Or you know what? I'll tell your story. Victoria is in a shelter. A certain type of shelter with a kid, and she just got an agent, and she's moving. We've been following her career, and she's been progression, and we're very proud of her. So, Victoria, you know who's on the line. You know who's on the show. You know, go ahead and ask one or two questions to whoever you'd like to. We want to give you a chance to get some advice.
Oh, okay, cool. First question. When somebody does, like, get discouraged, like, a little bit, right? Like, that happens a lot, right? what should that person do? Like, because, like, sometimes, like, sometimes it gets hard. And, like, you're like, I don't think I could do this, you know, when things don't happen so fast, you know?
Right.
Now, there's about seven different people on the show today, and we have a lot of different. Is there a specific person here?
This is Uncle Earl. Victoria, I can tell you this. You have to believe in you. You cannot look outside of yourself. If you have that passion, if you have that fire inside of you, it's up to you to fan it. I mean, you can find people who can guide you and help you, but you must believe, because if you don't believe, no one else will.
Right.
Good answer.
Sell your dream better than you, okay?
And let me add on to that for you also. A lot of times when you're discouraged, is Victoria, correct?
Yes.
Am I saying it right?
Victoria,
yes.
A lot of times, this is Brookshire, whenever you're discouraged, a lot of times it's because we have a lack of knowledge sometimes. Sometimes it's like we need more information. And so one of the best things that you can put around you, with, if you can't put people around you, put audiobooks around you, or books around you on the subject that you may feel discouraged on. The one thing about life is that people have already been through that, and they probably wrote a book about it. And so if you just can get to that new information, you can overcome whatever situation that you're in. So I always agree with information because, again, information is what moves us to the next level. We go off of what we know. And so whenever you're feeling that way, get some new information. Somehow, a song, an audiobook, a person that you know is going to speak words of life into you, and that's how we continue to grow with each other.
And I'm going to add real quick to that, too. This is real, just real simple. Victoria, surround yourself by positive and successful individuals. You are who you hang with. That's, I think one of the biggest things that's worked for me. The more positive individuals, the more people that have been successful, that have done it, that aren't talkers, that I've stuck around, I've just been in the circles, and it just kind of, it's just developed and started. And when I felt discouraged, seeing them successful and them picking me back up had me keep going.
Right. Yeah, that question was actually for a friend. Like, I'm not discouraged because right now I'm in a dance crew. I'm doing things. You know, I'm trying to, you know, not be discouraged. So I always surround myself with positive people like you and Shane Sparks. I talk to you guys a lot. So, you know, whenever I'm feeling some sort of way, I always talk to you guys. So you guys have always motivated me and kept me on the right path, too. So...
Well, I'm glad that you've been a loyal supporter. And, guys, just so you know, we met Victoria via Twitter. She's just a loyal fan. Started making fan pages and tweets and this and that, and she just started really just promoting, and she seemed like a total sweetheart. She, you know, the show is live. You can go on. You can talk to us. And she became a friend and a supporter, a fan that is now kind of going through the progression, and we've seen a lot of great things happening. So we appreciate you always calling in and supporting Victoria. Anybody else that's on the line, anybody else want to add to her or Victoria's question?
I just would like to say, Victoria, just kind of take a little bit of time and pay attention to your breath. Breathe deeply. Think of breathing as taking in energy of the heavens. You know, it's kind of like an ancient Chinese teaching. It's akin to meditating. Sometimes you gotta stop. You gotta turn off the thoughts. Not easy. It's really not easy to do what I'm telling you, because you be trying to, and something else be going on in your head. So you really gotta get there, and it takes a minute, but it does wonders, because when you let go of what's bugging you, and just kind of get in touch with the good things, the fact that you're in good health, and if not, you're in the worst health. So you got to just look for the positives, and you got to look for them. Sometimes they're not easy to see, but just take look at the positive things. Sometimes it's not you. Sometimes the positive is somebody else or something else. So, but just try to do a little bit of meditation. It makes a big difference when you get there, and it gives you clarity in mind and in thought, and you got to start all over again. It's like deprogram, reprogram, start again.
All right, Victoria, thank you so much for calling in and supporting. We have time for one more caller, guys. We have six more minutes left to the show. We have a caller, 504-7773. You are on live on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. How are you feeling?
I'm fantastic. My name is Grandmaster Eric O'Neill.
Hi, Grandmaster Eric O'Neill. Do you have any questions that you have for the team today?
Grandmaster.
I have a conversation with my big brother online talking about some deep stuff. I'm very impressed. He's right on point, is what I'm saying. I'm a seven-time world champion in karate, won 2 gold medals for our country, and I agree with him 100% that we've got to focus on that spirit of being the best that we can and looking for the best in things and in others as well.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, which brother are you talking about? There's a lot of people on the show.
Ernie Singleton.
Mr. Ernie Singleton. Okay. That doesn't surprise me.
Eric, all the way from New Orleans. How are you, brother?
I'm fantastic, man. How you been?
What a pleasure. I'm great, man. We have to talk off the call because you and I could talk for the rest of the day.
How did you hear about this show? I'm curious.
Now I hear about the show because I don't know if you know, but Ernie Singleton is by far one of the best communicators on earth, man. You know, he can communicate with you by phone, by air, by light, and also by Facebook.
By Facebook, okay. So you're a Facebook one. I'm always curious on which piece of social media drew in the audience. And you know, there's so many different pieces. But thanks so much for calling in, man. We appreciate it. Make sure you follow Easy Way Broadcast, and we'll make sure that anybody that wants to follow anybody else that's on the show and interaction, Easy Way Broadcast is a station that tries to do that. And we have about 5 more minutes left. This is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. You guys, we're going to play one quick commercial here, and then I got a little surprise at the end here. So we'll be right back, guys.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, and we're back. It's Easy Talk. I'm your host, Hollywood It Guy, Easy, Eric Zuli. And speaking of WTV Networks, I want to also point out there is a brand new section that we just did today. It's called Sizzles and Shows. And I've had about 14 different people hit me up on Facebook asking me about this new Sizzles and Shows thing. Let me tell you what this is. It is the new home for your projects. And what that means is if you have a sizzle, if you have a show, if you have something that you're trying to get picked up, you're trying to get the other people to see. People like Ernie Singleton, and people like Lacey, and people like Brookshire, and people like Frank, and people like Maurice Egger, and all the people that you're hearing on the show now, and many, 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 many others. We're going to try to help middleman that project for you. So Sizzles and Shows, and you can email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. That's easy, letter E, letter Z, easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com to submit your projects, submit your music, submit the stuff that you have. We are going to be posting a lot of different things. And right now we do have one show, which is airing in Arizona on TV called The Rocks. I recommend you guys check it out. And congratulations to WTV, which does power Easy Way Broadcasting in this show and all the other shows. Congratulations. We broke over 200,000 something two nights ago. I'm so happy to announce that.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. But you know what? In closing, I want to give everybody a chance to promote their Twitter, their Facebook. We have about 2 more minutes left. So, Brookshire, you go ahead and you start, please.
Okie dokie, everybody. Again, this is yours truly, Brookshire. Again, Easy, I just want to thank you again for allowing me to come on and saddle up and partake in this. And to everybody on the show, thank you again. Y'all can definitely find me every Sunday live on LA Talk Live and also LOV923FM.com. The BK Experience with my main man, Kai Rickert. We talking that life class. We talking that education that we've been talking today about how
thank
to live better life.
Thank you, sir. Ernie, your turn. Don't have enough time. Love you, Brookshire. Ernie. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to give my website and my social media. Singleton Entertainment, Singleton ENT is my Facebook. My Ernie Singleton Facebook is already over 5,000, and they won't let me add no more. And our website is www.singletonentertainment.com.news.
Okay, and Frank Anthony, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be on the show, guys. If anyone wants to check me out, you can go to my YouTube, which is Frank Anthony Official. You can follow me on Twitter, which is @TheFrankAnthony, T-H-E Frank Anthony. You can like my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/FrankAnthonyFans. And you can also hit me up on Instagram if you want to search Frank Anthony, and my handle is @IAmTheOnlyMe.
I got all that
Phillips, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Easy. I am Lacey Downfield, a.k.a. Uncle Earl. I have a project called The Ultimate Underground Experience. It's a radio show. It's multimedia. You can check me out at www.ultimateunderground.com to find out what the movement is all about. And there's a lot
to go. Mr. Moeger.com. Go ahead.
You already know what it's going to be. Just visit moeager.com, man. Anything you need to know about me is right on there. My YouTube, my Twitters, and everything is on there. That's moeager.com. Check me out every Tuesday on sports music.
With my brother, the shortest for the best. Anybody else I forgot? No?
The easy way.
The easy way. I'm Ernie Singleton. I'm doing it the easy way real quick for me.
Hi, I'm Ernie Singleton, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Appreciate it. All right, guys, that's been Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And we are...
I want you to live in my bed. Why don't you just live in my bed? Then I can wake up to your face whenever I open up my eyes. So why don't
you have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. And check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.
Yeah?
Right.
Thank you, Eric.